He's brand new in the seat. Dan Meyer is our new Wisconsin Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources in studio with us as we get ready for more of the gun deer season to unfold in the state of Wisconsin. Well, welcome, Secretary Meyer. First of all, let's start off telling folks a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you come from? Tell us about Dan Meyer.
All right. I grew up in Neenah, Wisconsin. Graduated from Neenah High School. Went to the University of Oshkosh, graduated with a business degree. I went later in life, was able to go because they had the GI Bill. So then went to Arizona and was a sales executive for Xerox Corporation and did a lot of things outdoors in Arizona, okay? Did a lot of hunting. People don't realize how much hunting there is out there. Did some fishing, spent a lot of time outdoors. And my wife and I decided we didn't want to raise our kids out there. They were 8 and 5 at the time, so we moved back to Wisconsin. And I said, if we're going to go back to Wisconsin, I'd like to live in northern Wisconsin. So we've been in Eagle River for the last 23 years.
Excellent. Now, we were talking about the fact that you are an outdoorsman. You're going to be hunting through Wisconsin's gun deer season. Tell me a good deer story. Do you have a hunting story around deer?
Well, I have one that stays vivid with me in my mind, okay? As I said, I did a lot of hunting in Arizona, and I was deer hunting in the Superstition Mountains out by Apache Junction east of Phoenix, and saw deer early in the morning, but couldn't get close to shoot, and went farther back in, and in about 8:45, I jumped the same deer, shot the deer, okay? I had a flannel shirt on at the time. That's how I started out. Dressed out the deer, used my canteen of water, part of it, to wash my hands, and started the drag out. And I was quite a ways back in, and it got longer. And let's just say that deer drag a little differently through cactus and over rocks than they do through snow. So to make a long story short, I started dragging. It was after 9. I didn't get back to the car until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't have any water, and it was 92 degrees. I didn't have the flannel shirt on anymore.
Did you ever estimate how many miles you drug it?
No, but it was a long ways.
Oh, my
okay.
Lord.
And it's up and it's down.
Yeah.
Got back to the car. I was prepared to camp. Got the lawn chair out and drank a little bit of water through the everything in the backseat, threw the deer in the trunk and got home and didn't want anything to do with the deer. But Phoenix is a little different than Wisconsin. They don't have all the butcher shops where you can take your deer.
Sure.
So then I had to empty the refrigerator and hang it up on the back porch and skin it and quarter it and put it in the refrigerator.
Fast. If it's 92 outside, you got to do that fast.
You have to do it fast, yes.
Well, that's a good story. I'm glad it. Like you said, though, you make a good point. We got to take her a little easy if we're going to be out there. Even if it doesn't look like we're going to have a lot of snow necessarily to help us with the hunt. But
right.
I
made sure I took breaks, and I was a lot younger.
Well, that's a good story. That is a good story. So what do they have up their sleeve for you this year, Dan, now that you're our DNR secretary? What's the route going to be like as far as your deer hunting plans?
Well, I'm going to hunt in Jefferson County. My son is coming up from Eagle River. We're going to hunt in Jefferson County with a friend, okay? I'm only going to hunt Saturday and Sunday. Hopefully that's all I'll have to hunt. Yeah, because I'll be back in the office on Monday and Tuesday, but going to hunt down here this year.
All right. Where would you normally hunt in Wisconsin?
I mean, I've hunted up in Eagle River, you know, for the past, I don't know how many years.
Hey, out of curiosity, because you've been up that way, how are you feeling about the deer population up there? I said to you, I grew up in O'Connell County, and the past couple of years, probably since the past 5-6 years, things have gotten a little thin if you talk to most of the hunters up that way.
Right. I can say in Vilas County, and that is a buck only again this year, okay? But you're starting to see more deer. I'm starting to hear people, the deer population is coming back. Mm-hmm. So that's a good sign, but it is buck only in Vilas County again this year.
So we do want to remind folks, if you hadn't already heard, there are a couple new changes to the way that we're conducting the hunt this year. If you're heading to the woods among the 600,000 that we're expecting, if you snag one this year, Dan, not quite so difficult to get her registered, huh?
No, it's very easy to get it registered. The only thing I'll say is when you recover your deer, you have till 5 o'clock the next day to register it, okay? You can do that by phone. You can do that online. And there are registration stations where you can still take it if you so desire. I will say there's a identifying number on there. It's not your hunt number. There's a tag number, specific number that you want to use when you register the deer.
How's that been going over so far, just conversationally speaking with the staff? Do we think this is going to make it a lot easier?
We're geared up, and yeah, we think it's going to be. Once, you know, anytime you do something new, you know, for some people it's hard to accept, but I think after this first year and they do that, I think people are going to be real happy with the new system.
I was telling Dan, bragging on my nephew a little bit about his first year hunt in the youth hunt and having some success. Governor just signed into effect an opportunity for kids to get involved in the hunt as young as 10 years of age. How is that impacting our numbers? What are we thinking about that, Dan?
Well, actually, they can be younger than that, mentored, okay? that'll be parents' discretion. If they think their son or daughter is old enough or capable to go hunting, as long as they're with arm's distance of the mentor, okay. And I'm sure we'll pick up some new hunters this year because of that new law.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's a good thing. Let's face it, with the demographic changes, we were teasing on Dan about how he's just becoming acquainted with smartphone technology. It's nice to be able to see that young people are interested in getting out in the woods, getting out in the outdoors and away from their smartphone.
Right. It appears you have to get them quite early. Otherwise, they're attached to these electronic devices. So we want to get them early, introduced into the outdoors, because there's some wonderful things you can do out there. So get them early, and hopefully they'll stay with it.
Well, and another thing I learned myself is DNR also wants to see your pictures. If you've got a first-time hunter out there, whether it's a kid or a first-time adult, if you find success or whatever, the DNR website looks for your pictures so that they can share that. And remember, the DNR website, dnr.wi.gov. And that's another area where you have been front and center with some wild Wisconsin videos, you and the governor exploring and encouraging folks to get outside.
Governor and I did a video on deer hunting. We'll do one after the hunt also, okay? But there's a series of videos that you can watch on there, 9 of them, I think. From hunting to processing your deer. And so they're done very well. They're entertaining. You can watch them on your phone. You can go to the computer. So Wild Wisconsin, and it's been pretty successful so far, okay?
Good deal. That's what we like to see. Again, Dan Meyer in studio with us. He is our new Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, participating in the hunt here in Wisconsin, but with a great story about deer hunting in Arizona, too. Like we said, if you're looking for more information on anything relative to the gun deer season of 2017, the best place to go online, dnr.wi.gov. Tap into those YouTube videos, and by all means, make sure you're interacting with the DNR staff both in your backyard as well as on a statewide scene if you find success. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.